Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. The oil in the Gulf of Mexico is hitting the shores of Florida's panhandle just as an ancient, epic event is unfolding on those beaches. Hundreds of female sea turtles are making their only trip out of the water to nest. Wildlife experts say the turtle hatchlings will likely die if they emerge into the oiled waters. So federal and state officials have made a bold decision to intervene on a massive scale. David Godfrey is executive director of the Sea Turtle Conservancy, a group working on the plan. Mr. Godfrey, welcome back to Living on Earth.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So what is the plan here? What do you hope to do?
Well, in essence, what we're trying to do is save this year's entire hatchling class of sea turtles from the North Gulf coast of Florida, from emerging from their nest and then swimming out into the Gulf to really meet almost certain doom because of all the oil that is in that region.
How do you do it? How do you move all these nests? And how many nests are we talking about?
Well, in that part of the Florida coast, on average, we probably see in the neighborhood of 700 nests. And of course, each nest has approximately 100 eggs in it. So 70,000 or more eggs are going to be moved. A number of things are being done to avoid all of the potential negative impacts from doing this. And the things that we're concerned about, those include potentially tinkering with the sex ratio of the hatchlings that are developing.
How would it change the sex ratio of the hatchlings from just by moving the eggs?
Well, because the sex of each hatchling is determined by the temperature at which the egg incubates. If you're moving them all to a particular region, number one, you're changing the temperature that they would have incubated at under normal circumstances, and you're sort of putting all your eggs in one basket so that they might all be incubating at the same temperature because they're in the same location, thereby creating almost all one sex. So the eggs are going to be allowed to incubate where they were deposited for almost the entire incubation process, which is about 60 days. And at that 50-day mark, the nest will be carefully dug up, the eggs removed, and placed into a specialized container that is given a layer of sand around the outside directly from the nest. So they're still within the same sand that they were in before. And each one of those individual containers will be carefully transported to a hatchery facility on the east coast of Florida. And then as the hatchlings emerge in the container, they will immediately be released at the first nightfall in a variety of different locations so that there's not this massive flood of hatchlings all leaving the beach and entering the water at the same location, which might tend to attract predators. So we want to avoid that as well.
What might this do to the turtles and their habits of where they end up nesting in the future? Will those hatchlings, will they then return to that beach where they were released, or would they try to get back to the beach on the Gulf Coast?
Well, certainly we hope that they will go back to their natal beach, the beach where they are supposed to be nesting on the Gulf Coast. And the protocol that's being used to move these nests, we hope, is giving them the best chance of doing just that. It appears that sea turtles can use the Earth's magnetic field to determine where they are at any given moment and use that information to navigate. Well, in order for that to happen, they must have some sort of almost internal map that tells them where they are. And it's unknown to science and to biologists exactly when that map is created. Is it information that's passed on genetically? So whether you move them or not, the information is there. Or is it something that occurs during the incubation process? We don't know exactly, but by leaving them there as long as possible, leaving them within the sand from that beach, we think gives them the greatest chance of not having their sort of navigation cues or that map disturbed in some way.
This sounds like a big gamble, but one where you're looking at a series of choices ranging from really bad to somewhat less bad.
I think that's a fair way to look at it. There are potential risks with the relocation, but we think that the plan that's in place minimizes every one of those risks. It is also true that our organization generally is very much opposed to relocating turtle nests.
So ordinarily, you'd be opposed to relocating these nests.
That's right. I mean, that simply is not the way to recover sea turtle populations. The real way to do that is to address threats that turtles are facing, whether it's artificial lights or inappropriate coastal development. We need to address and reduce each one of those threats in order for sea turtles to survive. And relocating nests is simply hiding from the real problem. Well, the reality because of the spill is we can't address that problem anytime soon. It's the greatest calamity for sea turtles that I've ever seen. The Sea Turtle Conservancy literally was the first organization in the world formed to protect sea turtles. And to see all that work and all of our progress jeopardized by this one incident, it's heartbreaking and frustrating. And we're just doing what we can at this moment to give them the best chance at survival.
David Godfrey is Executive Director of the Sea Turtle Conservancy. Thank you.
Thank you.